Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. I think many of you know that I'm intuitive, actually a professional intuitive. And a lot of people don't really, you get confused about what's intuition, what's psychic, what about mediums? Who's what? What do we do? What's it all about? And I thought this would be a good time to clarify that by speaking with a very close friend of mine who is also a practicing intuitive. And she's also a counselor, a healer, a coach, like I am. And we're going to talk about what it all means and why we're not psychics or mediums. Whatever that means, we're going to find out. So I'm very happy to have on the show one of my closest friends, Lisa Denton. Lisa, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. Hello.
Hi. So, are you psychic? Are you a medium? What are you?
I don't really use those words to describe what I do. It's not that some people might say I have psychic ability or that I could communicate with other entities, but I wouldn't describe myself as either psychic or a medium. Well, I think that's my greatest gift.
Right, and we should explain why, because you and I, we're psychic. I mean, we can explain it as psychic, but we don't like to call ourselves psychic because that creates an image. It's more like gypsies. It's more like entertainment. And I've done a number of shows. I was a guest on a number of psychic shows, and mm-hmm. during those shows, those psychics said, "You sure are not psychic. You're intuitive. You're an intuitive healer." And what they were meaning was that what I was addressing were deeper issues in people's lives and souls, and going down into the source of what problems are directly. Rather than try to predict the future for them or tell them what color car they drive or what floor their apartment is on or the names of their grandparents. You know, that's what psychics are good at. They're good at that kind of detail. And mediums are good at talking with other entities and with spirits who have passed on. And they're perfect at that. And, you know, I know so many mediums who are awesome. And not that you and I haven't talked to the dead and have had, you know, interesting journeys in other dimensions with other entities, but we are not designed to be as interested in that as we are in helping people in their wholeness.
Right. I actually have a really very recent example. A client of mine, a really wonderful young man, and I've known him since he was about 17. He's in his late 20s now, and he had someone had given him a gift of a session with a very well-known psychic, and I don't even know who that is, but he came back and spoke to me afterwards and said, "It was amazing. He said so many things that you had said, Lisa, through the years." And then when I asked him, I know that information. What do I do about it? And the psychic said, get over it. Now that you know it, you just get over it. And I think that sort of really pointed out the difference that they are psychics can be incredibly helpful for people to gather information, but they're not really as designed to go into what the information is and how to counsel people through that information and how it's helpful to make changes in your life.
Right.
That are freeing and empowering, and those are the things that you and I delve into, and it's not so much to gather information, because I think you and I agree on that can often appear as if you're doing tricks, like you said, a gypsy thing, and that doesn't mean that there's not a wonderful place for that, and people are hugely accurate. I'm very impressed with some psychics and their accuracy. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. But you and I are designed to really find information that's helpful for the clients we work with.
As healers.
Right, to help them heal. It's part of a healing journey. It's not information just for information. It's information that's what's important for that client in his or her healing journey and what would be most helpful. Absolutely.
Right, and how to do something about it. So what we do is we look at patterns that come from this information, and we help understand these patterns in people's lives that are in many ways restricting them.
Right.
And then we reframe these patterns in ways that they can find wholeness and fullness, and give them tools for that.
You know, you and I have known each other a long time, and we work differently on in many ways, but very similarly essentially, which is people come to us when, you know, either traditional therapy or medicine or other, they have challenges in their lives that they can't seem to get over and don't understand. And what is most fulfilling for both of us, which is what we share so deeply, is that we go into their stories to find what it is that's causing that pattern, whether it's a physical, emotional, relationship, career pattern. We try to go in and find out what's the real source of that and to help them build tools in their lives for transmuting whatever that challenge is so that they can be free of that pattern.
Right. Now, neither of us have a script or have a menu that we have to follow. And yet we understand where we're going. Often, very usually with people, the first thing I'll look at is I'll just be back in time, and I'll be looking at their parents and looking at even their gestation and in the womb and their birth and what's going on around them, not only their own bodies and spirits, but the way that they're being conditioned by the world around them and how that is driving into their consciousness in ways that are frightening sometimes or limiting anyway, that cause them to shut down certain processes. And then the patterns are built around that with those shutdowns, and then they can't find their fullness in life.
Right. Well, that is, I mean, you and I have the same thing, similar understandings, and we look at those patterns, but if we had a set script every time, we wouldn't be really addressing the individual. If somebody, you know, it's what you have to present information in a language that you're, that whomever you're speaking with understands. So if they speak Russian and you're screaming at them in French, you're not going to be able to communicate anything that's helpful. But that is the essence that both of us do is climb into the person's story, and it's true. It's early childhood, in utero. Those are the things where imprinting happens, and that imprinting creates patterns that are actually not necessarily in accordance with someone's authentic self. And so we help to try to discern what's the difference, like a Pavlov's dog. Okay, well, this is kind of your imprinting in childhood, and so you've adopted that as part of your identity, but it really isn't truly your identity. It's what you needed to adopt based on whatever happened. And we climb into those stories and help them differentiate between what the patterning is and what their distortions are to what their true identities are, and help them to move into claiming their more authentic selves. And it's a wonderful profession to have. I have to say, you and I are both been very fulfilled and inspired in helping people to the degree we have.
Right, and to understand their families and to realize that parents are really powerful role models in unconscious ways. And it's not only the role models of the way they've treated their children, but also the way they treat each other. And so as babies, little children, we watch carefully. We're absorbing everything, and we see what works and what doesn't work. And then we shield ourselves and try to create a survival mechanism that deals with the world with the dysfunctions we see around us. So if people are really being mean to each other and abusive, then we'll create patterns that are very limiting because of our fears.
Absolutely, and we've seen countless times how we can work with siblings from the same family, adult siblings, and see or just see in the story that perhaps the firstborn child is rebellious, and then the youngest child learns from the pattern, I don't want to do that. When that person speaks up, it creates more chaos, so I will become a pleaser. So a younger child will react to the information just because of on an innate, on a nonverbal but very deeper level, responding to the patterns that are there.
Right, and also I work with human design system, and we are designed to respond the way we do. It's just that it's not in a way that can help us. Like if we're designed to be pleasers, and then we take on that role, we decide, oh, that'll work for me. Because it can only work for you if you're designed for it to work for you. But then you might do it so exclusively that you don't take care of yourself enough.
Right. How can you use that design that you have as an asset as opposed to having it be consuming, and therefore you're imprisoned by that? You don't find the freedom for your own self-expression within that pattern.
Right. One thing I really get a kick out of when I receive information is when people will tell me, you know, I was one of four siblings, or that now I'm a parent and I have three children. Right away, the universe will give me the layout of the politics of the family, of the personality of each of those other people, and I'll be able to see how they interact and who's able to create what in their lives or not. And it's very helpful to intuitively give people that information, because then they really understand that we understand. We know how they see themselves in their families. And you know, for instance, if there are two parents that have three kids, I'll be shown which kid is more affectionate to which parent, or connects more easily with who in the family. And that, you know, that relieves parents too. Oh, you see that. Okay, so it's not just my fault. It's something that is a pattern out there that is understood, and let's address it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, that's another thing that's delightful for clients we work with, is that we can actually understand them on a level that most people don't see them or understand them. And it's very freeing for them to actually be seen for who they are, and to have both their challenging patterns understood. They're not crazy. They're not innately flawed. You know, it's not that they're bad people, or they're powerless people because they have these challenges. It's delightful that we can mirror back to them and help them understand and encourage them. It's okay. This is part of who you really are, and this is just a pattern. It's not who you are, but it is a challenge you deal with, and it's very freeing for people to start understanding that, and for us to be able to see that in them.
What's interesting is that initially when we sit down with people, we're paying attention, but we don't so much listen to their words as listen to their soul. And we listen to their higher self. We listen maybe to their spirit guides as well. But we're gathering information that we're then conveying back. And I've had so many people, after I'm with them for about 20 minutes or a half an hour, where they have said almost nothing. And I've been talking all the time because I'm getting all this information from them, that they look at me and they go, "Now you, I just met you, and you know me better than anybody else."
That's right. That's right. Yeah, I actually ask people to talk in the beginning and just tell me a little bit about how you feel your current challenge is. And as they talk, I don't hear much. I just hear kind of what their current challenge is usually. And it's the same kind of thing. I'm just keying into so much other information. And it is. It's so, people go, "You can see that? How did you know that?"
Right, right.
But it is. It's so confirming. We all need that. We all need confirmation of who we are, and helping us all. We all need help in accepting and loving ourselves with our challenges, and understanding, oh, that, just like you said with human design, understanding that is part of my design. But can I, if I'm conscious of it, then we can help clients understand to use that as an asset, and that's very empowering for people.
Right, and that's why I also like to show people their human design, which they're born into, which is the mechanics of their personality. People often say, can you tell me the difference between when you do a human design reading and when you do an intuitive reading? And I'll say, well, human design is the mechanics of who you are, and intuitive reading is the story of who you are. And so it's the way that your mechanics have unfolded in your life with all of the surroundings that you're born into that have directed you to be this way using the mechanics of who you are. And then we can work with both of those.
Right. That's such an articulate way to say that. I know that when you did the human design for my three children, there were no surprises in there at all, but it was so actually helpful at certain times for me to understand how to communicate better to each child, because I just knowing the mechanics of who they were helped me to communicate at very important junctures with them in within their design, in the language they would understand.
Well, you know, that reminds me that, you know, one of the reasons you're one of my closest friends is that, you know, you're one of the most impressive people I know in terms of how much love you share, how caring you are, how much you give your family, and, you know, the degree that you reach out and help people is astounding to me, the dedication you have. And so I'm always so impressed with you and your and how you live in your family. In other words, how much love you share with your children, especially, and your husband. And you really are an amazing person.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Peter. That I take that in deeply. That means the world to me. And you know, I think having come from a very challenged childhood that I really didn't know quite how dysfunctional it was at the time. And then having children, they have been my biggest gifts and teachers to opening up my heart and being accountable for all of my issues. So I don't project any of them, any of my issues onto my children. And they've been my biggest guides and healers, and it helps me to be that loving and empathetic with all of the clients I work with and the people in my life.
Exactly.
That means the world to me.
That's why I think, and I also, you know, I have children and life, you know, it's been very dramatic and dynamic, and I've been taken to deep levels of learning and traumas that have been very hard to deal with, and so there's an empathy that you and I have for others and their traumas and their, you know, and their strengths as well. And what I always look for in my clients is how to find the best of them and, you know, the best in them, let's say, and help them be their best, understanding and having empathy with how difficult life is.
Right. One of the things that I actually really appreciate about how you work is there are times where you will receive much more out-of-the-box information because you're so open to receiving anything. And it's not like I don't receive that, but you're so open and not judging the kind of information, you know, that you receive, and it's wonderful. It's so creative. It's so unlimiting. I really admire that in you. And, you know, you've come up with things that I go, wow, I wouldn't even think to look at it that way or even ask that question of the universe. And so expanding, you know, you and I see the world very much as like, I don't know, like the Matrix, or everything is information, really. And what we do is we key into these different aspects of information, and we have focused our life on being able to interpret the language of energy. And so we go into somebody's energy and we interpret that language to help articulate it to other people. And the ability that you have to open up and actually ask questions of the energy and to come up with so out-of-the-box kinds of information is so, it's so kind of delightful. It makes me just smile sometimes. Like, wow, that's so, I wouldn't even think to ask that. That's so creative and cool.
Well, it's, you know, it's not me being creative. It's just kind of open. You know, I just ask the universe for answers, for solutions. And they tell me things that I've never heard before. And then when I pass it on to my clients, and then they come back to me and they go, who would have thought of that? But it worked great. And
yeah,
the problem is solved.
You know, one of the things I want to touch on is that really every human being is intuitive to varying degrees. And you and I have both seen that in our children and as they've grown, how they respond to dynamics that are clearly not verbal. They're intuiting information. And everyone we work with, we all have that ability. It's just that you and I have, we have all have an ability to respond to music and rhythm in different ways and movement and art and different things, exercise. We all have capacities for all these things, but in varying degrees. It's just that you and I who have a proclivity for our sensitivity to receive or understand or get information, we've spent a major focus of our life is actually learning that language of energy for the sole purpose of helping people.
Yes, it's
but it's
dedication.
Not that you and I are all that different from other people. Everyone has, which is why
right.
When we've taught classes together in developing intuition, it's so we can help people understand that everyone can develop their own intuitive abilities.
Right. Thousands of students have gone through Heart River Center, and
right.
I'll be giving a talk at the New Life Expo tomorrow. This is Saturday, the, I don't know what date it is, 20-something of March. I'll be giving a talk on intuition, and people can come and hear that. But you and I have taught so many people over the years, and many have gone on to be wonderful professionals and healers, and those are people that were designed like we are to want to help and have answers, and then other
mm-hmm.
people have faded away, and it just wasn't in their design to be that dedicated to, you know, they wanted intuition to help themselves maybe, or just to be curious.
No, just to learn how to be more intuitive, whether you're running a business or you're
sure.
with your family or within yourself. Oh, I can start listening to those other kinds of voices or feelings, and they mean something. And that's important. It's empowering for people to actually go to that place and give their intuition some acknowledgement and some voice and that's important too. So,
and we teach people how to do that better, and
right.
and also there are pitfalls to that because, and we know even in our business there are shortcomings, that there are ways that we can't be intuitive because of our own attachments, and we have to realize when we are attached to different processes or healing tools or whatever, they might not always work for people, and we can't be attached to them.
Right. Well, the clearest way you and I know is that we can't have an emotional investment, which is why you and I call each other at times with questions about our children or our families or our friends, because we have an emotional investment in what the answer is. So if you have an emotional investment, it's very difficult to receive accurate, intuitive information. And the same is true with money.
Right.
Because so many people have such an emotional reaction to that. We're not here to, you know, you and I have both guided professionals and things like, well, who would be that? What energetically is the right mix for the person for me to hire? And we've helped professionals in different ways like that dynamically, but certainly not. I would never even consider trying to say, make that investment, you'll make that money, because I just know I can't do that. I know I can't do it. I'm not going to have any accuracy.
Right. Well, we see patterns, and we give people the patterns that we see. But life is not written in stone, and it shifts all the time, and we have to learn to be in the flow and open up and help people open up to be powerful in the flow, in their own flow, in the flow of helping others.
Right. I'm sure you've had many people just say, well, can you tell me when this is going to happen? And we're both very reluctant. At times I will say, well, right now, based on all the dynamics, it looks like the trajectory is in this direction. But please take it with several grains of salt, because that's based on everyone. There is free will in the universe. And so that's based on everybody's decision who affects this trajectory right now.
Right.
And that might change. There are many, many factors that might change that trajectory. But and that's different, that, you know, you and I are much more reluctant to give predictions.
We know that life isn't a straight line.
No, it certainly isn't, is it?
Right. So the idea is to learn to dance better. And to be powerful in that. And that's really what we want to help people to do, is find their power, find their heart, find their light, be more able to live at a higher vibration so we can see better and recognize and realize and use that innate intuition that we all have.
You know, there's a big buzzword, the light worker, that you and I have heard frequently for many years in our sector of of life. And I tell everybody that we're all potentially light workers. What that means is that, can you move clear through, transmute, become, unglom some of your patterning, some of your emotional blocks, so that you are free to have your light flow through you? And that comes in many ways. But if you do that, if you become freer, which is what you and I want to help people do,
right,
let your innate, authentic self flow and feel happy within that, then you're actually shining more light on the planet, and you bring more happiness to the planet. That's a beautiful thing.
We have many tools for that, too.
That's right. That's what we help people do, is build their toolbox so that they can feel empowered in all sorts of situations to do that.
Right. Lisa Denton, D-E-N-T-O-N. Lisa, how can people reach you?
The best way is through the Heart River Center.
Okay. So maybe email me, and then I'll connect them to you.
I think that's best.
Okay.
You can email the Heart River Center, where I've had an association for a long time, and I'm certain that Peter will immediately get that information.
Many
to me.
People have called me over the years looking for you. So thank you, Lisa Denton. Thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. I always enjoy talking with you, and it's so wonderful to know you.
Yes, what a delight, and I feel the same way about you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk today.
Yes, thanks.
Okay,
and
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM, and I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org. And Lisa can be reached at peter@heartriver.org, or call me at 212-222-7748. And there are lots of classes going on. I'll be at the New Life Expo this weekend. And thank you so much for listening.